Cornell.
Hi,
hello.
It's Nadine. I'm sorry. My computer was taking forever. I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? Okay. So, let me do this because, so that the original number that we had spoken on, right? That number no longer exists, correct? The 909-960-4308. Okay, I just want to make sure so that way I can remove that number from the system. Okay, let me do this. All right, so now let's go here. I'm going to copy this number, and we are going to open up a new window for this. Okay. And then Delson's there, right, in case, you know, he needs to ask any questions or what have you.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, awesome. So in just a second, I'm going to need an email, and it's the best email that works for you guys. The email is how we send correspondence. We send your receipt. So I need to know what's the best email for you guys so that I can send everything in writing.
His first name, so Delson, D-E-L-S-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Email.com.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you over two emails, and they're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So this first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. And it's going to show that I quoted you guys the price of the $249 a month, month to month, okay, as I mentioned, with no contracts. We'll just ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? Mm-hmm. And everything that's included. I know we're also doing the website for you too, correct? Because I know I didn't find a website for you guys, but we I believe I was including one for you. So let me notate that in there too. Okay. And then let's see. He had a question. I'm sorry, Delson. You had a question?
He was asking how long everything would be, it's going to take for it to start, you know.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll go over that with you guys right now before we start setting everything up. So once we create the account, the three of us, I'm going to schedule a client interview. The client interview is very important because that's when you're going to speak with our technician about your keywords, your search terms, the website, the Facebook ads. It's where I like to say the magic happens, okay?
Okay.
Now, the client interview, based on your availability, I prefer to schedule it the very same day, but no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. So from the time that you conduct your client interview, within 5 to 7 days, the business Facebook page is created and visible. The directory submission will happen. And now all these can start generating phone calls for you. Okay. You can also start logging in and tracking your results with us. Now, 7 to 14 days is when your Facebook ads and the website are live. They could already start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing along with your invoice, the first page placement on Google with getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it on the first page, that can take anywhere between 45 to 60 days. Now, although I have seen many times where it has happened sooner, I'm still going to say the 45 to 60 days just because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay? So it doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to be on the first page of Google because we're getting you through that process, right? But because we are a channel partner, we get it done a lot quicker than other companies that'll take 6 months. However, also because we know it's important, you know, for you guys to get those calls as quickly as you can, because, I mean, you need work, right? You still want to keep the business running. That's why we're able to get the Facebook ads, the website, the directories done a lot quicker so that you can start generating some calls. Now, okay. As each step is also being completed, we're also sending you, you know, notifications that'll let you know, like when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads and your website are live, when the directories are live. So we do keep you guys in the loop of the steps that we're completing. So you're aware of what's going on or where your placement is. And you can view everything as well through your client dashboard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I sent you also an email to kind of give you an example of the client dashboard. It's labeled client dashboard. And it just gives you an idea of how the reporting system will look. Okay? Now, so Delson's number, the 919-831-3138, that's the number that you want listed for clients to contact you guys on, right?
Yes, but it's 919-839-3138.
Okay, let me fix that then. 839-3138, right?
Sorry.
Okay, let me fix that. Okay, give me one second here. Did he have another question?
He was just asking me if I can create a email address for his business.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that I wasn't missing any questions he had. Sorry. I wasn't trying to be nosy.
No worries.
It's good that he has you to help him too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 839-3138. Okay. Now, question, Ronell, do you want your phone number, do you want to be notated on the account? Like, let's say we were trying to get in touch with Delson because we had an update, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be notated on the account that if we can't get in touch with him, we can call you or?
That's fine.
Is that okay? Okay. So mm-hmm. Let me put your number on here too. So this way we also have you notated. And Delson's last name, is it Boyer? B-O-Y-E-R?
That's correct.
Okay. Is that your last name as well or just so I can notate it on the account? For authorized changes. Okay.
So it's Paris Boyer, P-A-R-R-I-S-Boyer.
Okay. And I'm putting you down that you are authorized to make changes to the account for the wife. Let me see here. We always say the better half, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I tell my husband. I'm your better half. He's like, what are you saying about me, though? Okay. How's the weather over there where you guys are at?
It's good today. It's starting to get a little warmer.
Is it?
Cool, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, 3 months.
We're going to be having a heat wave. We're supposed to be close to the 90s this week. And then we got rain coming, on the weekend. I'm all, how does that happen? I don't know if I should wear my flip-flops and a sundress or, you know, put the boots and sweaters on again. Crazy weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The weather, I don't know, it does what it wants.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the company name, okay, mm-hmm. I see it listed on Angie's as D&D. So it's the D, capital D, an and for Stan, another capital D, like it's one word, and then Handyman Services. That's how it shows on the Angie's. Is that how you want it to read, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, there is an address there. I don't know if that's the address that's associated with the business. It's the 1202 Hedell Place, and that's in Knightdale. Okay, 27545. Okay, I'm glad that you said that because I'm going to hide the address. We don't want your address to show up on Google. Okay? So let's hide that. Yeah, you're welcome. Well, because, you know, no one comes to you guys. Like, you're not a storefront where people buy products. You know what I mean? So we want to make sure it's hidden. Now, I'm going to send this text message to his phone right now. And if you'd like, I could send it to yours too. Would you want the text? It has our customer service number. Let me text it to you too as well, so this way you both have it. So I'm going to text it to him first. Now, this is the number to our customer service department. So you guys are going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service, okay? And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time, which for you guys, we're always here 10 to 7 your time. If you look at the text that I sent to his phone, I also included the login credentials for his client dashboard. So his username is going to be his phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code. The password is all lowercase, one word, and it's runfriends.
Okay.
Okay. And then once I get everything set up, then I'm going to send it to your phone too, okay? It's just I'm just doing the steps in this order so that way we don't miss anything. And then I'll send it to you before we're done, okay? So that way I want him, if you can save that number in his contacts under local splash, please, so this way he never loses our phone number. He always has it on him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're going to start.
Delson has a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Delson.
Two questions. One, does it make sense to change my email right now so it make a company email so my regular email is not on the website?
Your email's not going to be on the website. This email is basically an email where we could send your receipts, where we correspond with you. We won't show this email, and I'll let them know that you're going to be creating a new email for the business so that way that email could show up if you would like. But this particular email, DelsonBoyer@gmail.com, is for our reference. So when we're communicating with you, we'll communicate through phone calls, text messages, and emails. Like if we send you an email on an update, we'll text you, like we'll notify you or we'll call you and say, hey, we tried to reach you. Please check your emails.
Okay, next question is, will you be able to pull my review from Angie's List onto the website or any of the other platforms?
Great question. Unfortunately, no. However, we're going to create you, I'll have the team create you a little tiny link, like a URL or even a QR code, okay? And you're going to text it to your past clients. You're going to ask them to leave you reviews. I'm going to tell you something. I would encourage you, once you're on Google, have them leave your reviews on Google more than on Angie's, and I'm going to tell you why. If in any event you were to cancel Angie's, right, you no longer use their services, all your reviews on their page are going to disappear, all your content. With Google, it doesn't go away. So I'm going to encourage you, Delson, you guys start getting your reviews on Google. I mean, I could see if they could pull off some of those reviews to put on the website, but that's the only thing because that's a directory. Google, there's no way of transferring those reviews. I know you got like 19 of them, right? You have some really good reviews on there. It'd be nice if we could, but Google, there's like no way of even doing that, unfortunately. Okay.
Okay.
So then you don't have much of that old customer numbers since my number has changed then. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can definitely at least have the team ask them if they can put some of those reviews, if they can copy-paste them, like, on the website that we're creating for you. But unfortunately, like, with Google, yeah, the reviews, they can't be transferred because they want people who have gone on your profile and clicked to leave a review. Okay. Any other questions? Okay.
No, I think that's it.
How does your guys' schedule look today? because do you think you'll have time later on this afternoon for a client interview? We block out, and we block out an hour, but it takes about 30 to 40 minutes for the client interview. You don't need to be in front of a computer, you know, when you're doing the client interview, but I want to look at our schedule to see what might be available for you.
What time were you looking at?
Well, you know what? I do have a time available, which would be 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I have a 4 to 5, 5 to 6. And these are your times, in your time zone.
Okay, maybe 5 to 6 is between 1 and 4 are not going to be available.
Okay, let's do the 5 to 6 because I got one appointment left there. Let me schedule that real quick before someone snags it from me. Okay, so I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Now, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and we'll be calling you from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. So we'll be calling this number on Delson's number, okay, the 919. Otherwise, unless okay. If you want us to call your number, Ronell, it's whatever you're going to prefer.
It's fine. You can call on his number.
Okay, perfect. And let me send this invite real quick. I'll also send you guys a reminder an hour before your client interview, just in case if you forget, to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay? So I just sent that invite. Okay. Let me go here. And then... now, I do want to start jotting down some notes for my technician, and then we'll go over the billing next. So, I know we talked about Delson decks, remodeling, electrical, plumbing. What else do you want me to note on here of services? Do you want me to put handyman, home repairs? What else?
Yes, all of that works.
Home improvement. Okay. Just residential or commercial too? both?
Both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then now it is not a requirement. I just ask out of habit because again, I don't like missing anything. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
We're in a process of getting insured. In the state of North Carolina, you don't have to be licensed for certain
Okay.
Jobs.
Do you have an LLC?
No.
Okay.
And we're also in the process of trying to get that.
Oh, how exciting. I'll put that on there. Well, good for you. I know sometimes it takes time, right? You got to get all the ducks in a row, they say, right?
Right.
And then everything is money, 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 you know?
Yep.
What do they require for insurance? Like, do you guys just have to have like $1 million liability or $100,000? I know in California, they ask for like $1 million to $2 million. Crazy, huh?
That's crazy.
It's like, oh my gosh. I know. And you have to be licensed literally for everything. It's just like sometimes I think some of the licensings are ridiculous, but I mean, that's what happens when you're in California, right? Okay. And then now we're going to create you the business Facebook page. Delson, do you have a personal Facebook, or Ronell, do you want us to use yours to create it?
The one that we already have, I guess, is linked off of my Facebook page. So
oh, you do have one? Let me see, hun. Let me take a look.
Yeah, I remember you have looked it up for me.
I thought I found it. Oh, my gosh. You know what? You're right. I thought I found it. Hold on. How come it didn't stick to my note? I think I found it. Give me one second. Let me see. I'll go to my search results. I think it had your phone number, right? If I'm not mistaken. On there.
It should have.
Oh, here it is. It's got the 839. I found it. Perfect. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I thought, and that's why I was like, wait a minute. I'm asking her this question, but I could have sworn they had one. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. All right. And then the website. Now, do you guys have a business logo, or do you want us to create one for you?
Okay, we actually have one already.
You do? Okay, so I'm going to put on here that you have a business logo. And then, let's see. That question doesn't pertain to you guys. Okay, the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. Are you okay with that, Delson, or do you want to be a little bit closer?
No, the 50 miles is fine.
Okay. And if you guys ever need to change it, just let us know. And when we communicate with you guys, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
All three, fine.
All three. Hours of operation, are you Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday? Oh, wow. Okay. What times?
what do you want to do? 8 to 5 during the week, and then on the weekend, 9 to 7, 9 to 6.
Okay, so I'm going to put Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And then Saturday through Sunday is what time? You said 9 to 6?
No, he says 8 to 1.
8 to 1. Okay, good. He's like, I want to enjoy my weekend with my family. A little bit, right? Okay, 8 to 1. Okay, perfect. And what forms of payments do you guys typically take? Do you do like cash, Zelle, check, Venmo?
Cash, check, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal.
Okay, perfect. All right. Awesome. So I got those.
And Apple
done.
Pay. I'm sorry.
Apple Pay. No, no worries. I want to make down that I list what you guys take. So this way, you know. Okay. Now we're going to be going over the billing. Okay. Before I process the payment, I'll be walking you both through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's really for your protection. It's going to outline the service agreement. I'm going to state the billing, like what the initial investment is today, what the payment is today, the date. I'm going to state that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, okay? We're just asking you, just stick it out 2 months, okay? I'm going to state when your second payment is and what the amount is, the $249 a month. Now, I'm also going to state on there, so if you guys need to pause it or cancel it for whatever reason, okay, you can do that at any time. All we ask is just contact us at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay?
Okay.
There's no cancellation fee, all right? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, please just do me a favor and stop me so this way I can review it with you both and rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you do have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay? Does that sound good? Okay.
Sure. Definitely have a question.
Yeah.
You said at least give you guys 2 months, right?
Yes. At least 2 months is all we're asking for.
You said it takes... How long could it take before the website is put up?
7 to 14 days.
So be on Google.
So I'll go over the timeline with you again. So 5 to 7 days is your directory submission. Remember, those can start generating phone calls for you. We're talking directories of Bing, Yelp, Yahoo. You already have your Facebook page and Apple Maps. Okay.
Okay.
5 to 7 business days.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying, and that is 5 to 7 business days.
Yes, sir. It's 5 to 7 days. So the thing is this, yeah, because we're already starting on your profile. I mean, today we're getting you through the client interview. That's why I prefer to get it done today, because that means we're moving faster, right? When people put it off, like they want their client interview on Friday, I don't suggest that, because you've paid and now you're letting 4 days go by. We can't start any work until they verify everything with you, only because they're not taking just my word for it. And they're the ones that are going to go over more in detail about your keywords, about the website. So that's why you have to have that interview. It's the most important.
Okay.
Not with me, with them. Now, 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your website is live. Those are visible. Remember, if someone's looking for your services on Google, okay, they don't call you, but now they're on their Facebook page, we're going to retarget them with your Facebook ad. So your ad is going to appear on their desktop. It's like that constant reminder. You were looking for someone who does decks, or you were looking for remodeling, or you were looking for a handyman. That ad is going to constantly appear on their page. They're going to click on that ad, and they're calling you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the first page placement on Google, because remember, we're getting you through the verification process. We're creating your profile. We're optimizing it, okay, to that first page. I have to always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. It's even written in our terms and conditions. I have to give you that timeline, even if I've seen where it's happened sooner, Delson, and there's some times where I've seen it, where it's happened within 3 weeks or 4 weeks, but I can't tell you that because, you know, it just all depends. I would rather under-promise and over-deliver.
This is where my question comes in now for that, and which is less than likely, but I just want to make sure I ask the question anyway. So let's say within the 2 months process, we decide, you know what, this ain't working for us. We don't want to continue, but the website haven't been put up yet. Are you guys still obligated to put that website up, or do we just lose everything?
Oh, that website will be up. And let me just kind of explain to you, too. Trust me, you'll be done. It will be created and optimized. But let's just say worst case scenario, right? Everything that we have created, okay, everything is yours. The Google business profile, the directories, everything is yours, okay? If you were to cancel, we don't erase nothing. We're just the managers. You're the owners. When it comes to the website, okay, the www.com website, if you were to cancel, they'll tell you, okay, Delson, we'll go ahead and cancel your account. When it comes to the website, do you want us to continue and host the website? It's $49 a month. We continue to host and optimize your website online. Make changes to it. Manage it. Or do you want just the domain? The domain is a one-time $99 charge, and it's yours. Or you could say, I don't want any of it, and that's fine. That's only in regards to the website.
Now, last question. When it comes to, like, uploading pictures, new pictures and stuff, do we have to contact you guys, or is that something we could do ourselves?
Oh, it'll be something that you can do. So, like, this program, what I love about it is because it's been created for both the business owner that likes to be hands-on and the one that doesn't wants us to do everything, right? So you could either email us pictures, okay? You can upload them through your client dashboard. There's even a way that you can do it on your website, too. Like, if you didn't, like, let's say it's the weekend and you finished a project, but you want those pictures up, like, right now. You can upload them, too.
Okay.
So whatever you prefer, if you prefer, you know what, you guys do it all. That's what I'm paying for. Then let us do it.
Yeah.
Okay. But if there was some that you wanted to upload right away, you can do it too.
Go ahead.
Okay. Any other questions?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I don't mind the questions. Let me know, okay? Now, the card that we'll be using, is that card in Delson's name? Is it in your name, Ronell?
It's in my name.
Okay. All right. So when I'm walking you through right now this voice verification recording, Delson, I want you to listen in on it too. Ronell's going to be answering the questions, but I want you to listen to what we're stating. Okay? So this way you both are aware. All right? So, again, if there's something that you don't understand, Ronell, just stop me and say, wait a minute, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure you guys have a clear and firm understanding before we even take down the payment information and process it, okay? So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order, please state the name of the business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
D&D Handyman Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ronell Paris, Office Manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And Delson Boyer, also owner, is authorized to make changes to his account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are both actively involved in your campaign, okay? So in other words, keeping the open communication with us. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update and we know that you can't just pick up the call, okay? All we're asking is just that you respond within 24 business hours. I want you both to be aware that you might get a company that's calling you, that's trying to sell you like another type of online product, and they are not associated with us. So we're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money. I do want to put a security question on the account, Ronell, to protect it, but I want it to be a security question that Delson will also know as well. So you have a choice. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city, Ronell, that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
We can do first pet's name.
Okay, and what was the first pet's name?
Hennessy? No, Hennessy, like the drink.
Oh, Hennessy. Oh, like the drink. Okay, I was. I kind of thought that, but... We won't say that was my dream back in the day, but, you know. So now, I want you and Delson to both know, right? Whenever we call you, okay, I always want you guys to ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you guys, you know it wasn't us calling. That's how you're going to identify if it's us calling you. Even if you said, what's my security question, and they refuse to answer you, disconnect the call. Don't entertain it.
Okay?
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you just specify what that means?
Yeah. Yes. So let me explain. So like we know you guys are doing, you know, the Angies, right? That doesn't interfere whatsoever with what we're doing. But let's say anything after that, right? Let's say you're going to start doing other marketing as well. All we ask is that you just let us know. Just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. What we'll do is we'll take a look and make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing, because we just don't want you guys spending more money if you don't need to, okay? So that's what that means. Just give us a call. with any additional marketing that you're going to do, so that way we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. So that way you're not spending more money and it doesn't like interfere and hurt with what we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
So going back to that question and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 24th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, as I mentioned, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so we're asking you to stick it out 2 months. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on April 24th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term... It's okay, honey. April 24th. Yeah, April 24th, 2025. That's going to be your second payment. So now that'll be when your term's completed, right? The 2 months.
Okay.
Now, once that term is completed, okay, it just continues to go month to month. So that means that on every 24th, that's your billing, the 24th, every 24th of the month, you will automatically be charged the discounted rate of $249 a month. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, that is a number that I texted him. Okay, that I asked you to save, but I'm also going to text it to you right now while we're on the phone. Let me text it to you real quick. Now, that number is 877-635-6225, okay? Now, that number, if you need to pause or cancel it, I need you guys to call at the very least 3 business days before that billing is due. So that way you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee. And I'm texting it to you right now, Vernell. Okay? So that way you have that number there too.
Okay.
Okay? So again, all we ask is that you just contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due. So that way you don't incur the charge and we simply part as friends. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ronell, you said that it's your name on the card. Is it just R-O-N-E-L, Ronell, and then is it Paris on it, or how does your name read on there?
It's R-O-N-E-L-L-E.
Uh-huh.
L, my first initial, I mean, my middle initial, excuse me, Paris, P-A-R-R-I-S.
P-A-R-R-I-S. Okay, so R-O-N-E-L-L-E, and then initial L, and then Paris, double R-I-S. Got it. Okay.
Right.
And then, let's see, same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4737. 0340-6948-9780.
Expiration month and year?
2/28.
2/28. And the CVV code on the back?
157.
Okay. So I'm updating it now, and then I'm going to process the payment. You're going to start receiving a couple of messages and emails because we send it to both. One is going to be the initial invoice, and then the other one's going to say action photos needed, and we're going to go over both of them. So give me a quick second here. Bear with me. Okay, let's see. Let's go here. Almost there. And then now today, when it's time for your client interview, I'll send you the reminder an hour before, right? If you guys are in the middle of something, okay, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Now, if I'm not in a meeting or if I'm not on another call, I'll be the one calling to introduce you to the technician. If I'm not available, they're going to proceed without me. Okay? So just an FYI. Because they don't want to waste time, you know? So if I'm available, I definitely will be the one calling you guys to introduce you. And we'll call on Delson's phone. If for some reason we don't get in touch with him on his phone, are you okay with us calling your number?
That's fine.
Okay. Does Delson get anyone ever trying to pronounce his name in Spanish?
I don't think so. They call him other things, though. It's always
so
Delson
weird, really.
Or...
He's like,
or
Delson. He's like, it's Delson. It's so funny because when I originally spoke with him, I'm like, hi, Delson. You know, and I'm like, wait a minute. He's probably like, what the heck? She's pronouncing it with some accent, like Spanish. What is going on here? I hope he doesn't mind. Sorry, Delson.
He's okay.
He's like, whatever. As long as you bring me work, that's all I'm worried about, you know? Now, you should have gotten, there's 2 emails or messages that I need you to look for whichever you find first. There's one that'll say action photos needed, and then there's one that's going to say initial invoice. So whichever one you find first, I need you to open it up and then I'll walk you through it.
Okay, so I see the invoice.
Okay.
To a text message in my phone. I don't see.
Go ahead and open
up
that one. Let's open up that one first, and then the other one will probably come through in a couple minutes. So this one will say, hello, Ronell L. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. 2 sentences below, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay. So you're going to click on that. And then it's going to take you to a page that says at the very tippy top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page? Okay.
I am.
Okay, perfect. So I need you to find where it says mobile phone. And it should have your phone number in the box.
Awesome.
Okay. Do you see there's 3 boxes below? The first box is going to have you check it. Okay, because you're agreeing to receive text messages from us. Okay, so you're going to say, I agree to receive text messages. Okay, now the other one is going to say, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that my information is true and correct. And then the other box is saying that you acknowledge that it is an automatic charge reoccurring. Okay, but remember, if you need to cancel, call 3 business days before it's due. So that way you don't get charged on the 24th. Okay? At the very bottom, Ronell, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Just Ronell space L, no period, space Paris. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should open up a page that's asking you to put a username and password.
Yes, it does.
Okay, beautiful. This is where you go in and track your results with us, okay? So remember the username is going to be his phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code. If you want to try it right now while we're on the phone, you can.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the password. It's going to be all lowercase, one word, all together. Run, R-U-N. And then friends, run friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S. And then try to log in. And you'll see like a little bit of information on there, not a whole lot because the technician's going to be like creating all of that. But it should have let you in. Were you able to get in?
Yeah, it did.
Beautiful. Okay, awesome.
I still see our business, like our address on here?
Yeah, the address, because they're going to hide it, that address is just for our back office. That address won't show up on Google, okay? That's just the back office part of it. But, yeah, Google specifically wants your home address hidden because you're not a storefront. And we don't want anyone just knowing your address and showing up at your house. Like, they don't buy tile or products from you. You know what I mean? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's another one that says action photos needed. Let me see if that one came through or not. It should have been one of those last ones. Let me resend it, hon, because it could have gotten stuck. Let me resend it. Sometimes because you get so many messages and emails, it gets, like, buried. So let me resend it. Oh, it looks like it might have just went through. But let me resend it again, just so that way you see it right away. So for us to get you verified through Google faster, we send you a list of items that we need pictures of. Now, listen, some of these items you're not going to have, and that's okay. You're just going to send us the ones that you do have. Okay? None of these photos that we're requesting from you for the verification are going to show up online. It's just for our back office. Okay? So you're going to send us a picture of work tools and or equipment that he uses. You're going to send us a picture of his work vehicle. Even if it's a personal vehicle, that's fine. Just send us a picture of it. With the license plate showing, but what I would suggest is send it from far away so that the license plate's kind of blurred out. Okay?
Okay.
Send us a picture. Does he hand out business cards?
Yes.
Beautiful. Send us a picture of the business card. Okay? The business license and insurance, don't worry about that because I know you guys are in the process, so you don't have to worry about that one. If he has business registration, like with the city or anything, send us a picture of that. If he doesn't, don't worry about it. If he does, like, invoices, okay, not with his client's information on it, okay, send us a blank one, not with his client's info on it. Okay. Send us a picture when it comes to the workplace. So, like, let's say he stores his tools in a corner in your garage or in a shed. Send us a photo of that, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to send us a pictures of what you do have and what you don't have. Don't even worry about it. Just send us what you can, okay? Now, as a reminder, we'll be calling you guys today, okay? If you have any questions before the client interview, you have my number. Feel free and reach out to me, okay? Once the team conducts the client interview, any changes, any updates, you'll reach out to customer service because they're the ones who are going to take over. So we do everything within our company. We don't outsource it. It's all within our local Splash office, okay? But I would like to be the first to congratulate you both and welcome you to our local Splash family. Delson and Marnell, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you guys grow your business. I am so super excited for you. Thank you again.
So
you are so welcome. You are so welcome. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. That's it. Thank you.
All right. I hope that you both have a very blessed day, okay? And so we'll talk to you later on this afternoon between 5 and 6. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.